just overriding, does that feel like a missed opportunity, do you think? Is that kind of one of the feelings you left?
Yeah, it's tough because obviously they were fairly dominant, as you'd expect, and they probably could have scored some of their other chances, but because they score one of the ones that we've gifted them is the thing that really sort of hurts when you're on your way home tonight or trying to get to sleep. That'll be the thing that bugs you, that all the chances they've sort of managed to carve out they didn't take, but then the one where we switch off they do, and that's the one that's cost us.
You're captain today, right?
Yes.
How's that?
I mean, that was nice. Yeah.
I know you've done it a couple of times in the League Cup already, but
it's an honour to captain such a good club in the Premier League. I've captured a few of my others on separate occasions, but very nice that the gaffer has shown the faith in me that he has to let me lead the lads out. Just a shame that I thought we sort of after 65 or 60 minutes, I thought it was going to be a good successful afternoon where I get to captain the lads to a point or maybe more at Stamford Bridge, but it wasn't to be. So we take the positives and we try and correct the small errors that have cost us.
Does it feel different going out there as a captain? Do you?
No, not really. I mean, I'm fairly vocal anyway. So it doesn't really augur anything. So always just try and keep the lads switched on. Apart from that one moment where we weren't.
Yeah, we won't talk about that again.
Yeah.
Philosophy is probably not the right word, but the way you're going about things at the moment, you are sitting offside a bit more. It's quite a big difference to how you're going about the first few weeks of the season. So how are you finding that as a group? But also, it must just be frustrating then when you maybe don't use the ball as well as you could have done at times.
At the start of the season we weren't playing Chelsea and Man City and teams like that, so that's the big difference. The problem with having so many men behind the ball is it does become more difficult when you win it because everyone's behind you. So you win the ball 30 yards from your goal and your wingers are behind you and you've got your centre forward 60 yards away up the pitch on his own, so your choices are either to boot it and give them the ball back or try and take a risk and play for 30 yards from your own goal. So it makes it more difficult with the ball the way we're playing. So it's not as easy to keep the ball when you've got everyone behind you.
And I suppose then it takes a while, given that is quite a change in how Alec was going about it early on, to adjust to that and to make that work smoothly. I mean, if you could do it just within the space of a week, it'd be easy to do.
Yeah, and I'm not sure it'll be something that's permanent. I think it'll be used as and when he sees fit. I don't think it's something that he generally likes doing. He'd want to be more expansive than we have been, but you have to realise that if you're expansive against Chelsea and Man City, you run the risk of them being out of sight fairly quickly.
Does it do you much of a favour that Arsenal lost this afternoon?
I'm not sure. I'm sure they'll want to win next week, whether they've won, lost or drawn. So they'll want to win, we'll want to win. It's at Carrow Road, we'll have a right go. Sure, the fans will make it a good afternoon for us and a tough one for them. And see if we can get an unlikely win.
Cheers, Gary.
All right, mate. Thank you.
Well done today.